A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, August 14th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the housing demolitions in and around the capital city, Harare.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashonak.com, and www.voindebele.com.
We've put in place a special team that is going to deal with these land barons, and we have been in discussions with the city of Harare, and we are going to be working closely together with city of Harare and local government to ensure these land barons, once they are arrested, their dockets are processed and they are taken to court.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the housing demolitions in the capital city, Harare.
Thousands of people in Harare and surrounding areas are facing eviction from their homes as local authorities have embarked on an operation to demolish all illegal structures.
A government audit of illegal structures made public in December 2013 found that more than 14,000 residential stands in and around Chitungwiza had been illegally sold by housing cooperatives, councillors, and village heads, all of them with ties to the ruling ZANU-PF party. Much of the land where stands were illegally created for the building of homes and businesses had been earmarked for other purposes, such as clinics, schools, cemeteries, roads, and wetlands. The demolitions have evoked memories of the 2005 so-called Operation Murambatsvina, an urban cleanup campaign which left an estimated 700,000 people homeless across the country. Of course, this was condemned by the United Nations, which dispatched its then housing secretary, Anna Tibaijuka Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Of course, Gibbs nasitira kuti tinge tichitarisa nenyaya dzimba dziri kupwanywa idzo nekanzuru yeHarare dzichinzi dzakavakirwa pasiripo. Inyaya yane makore ichinetsa zvichinzi vanhu vamwanga vachivakira dzimba pasipo, asi vanhu vari kuti pane vanhu vanenge vavapa nzvimbo idzodzi kuti vavakire dzimba uye vakurasikirwa nemari dzakati wanda eGibbs.
Yo bombe zulu kandaba sesizwele kuti Harare khona ngale kuyahanjwa kulezi nsuku badilisa izindlu engani ke bachithisiwe. Sizwile ukuthi ke izindlu ezinengi lezi ezinengi ngazani ke Blessing. Ngeza abantu bakhayo bengakwazi ukuthi akumele abakhe khonapho. Kuthiwa kulala kuthiwa ngama land barons. Mina ibaron engiyaziyo ngama oil barons. Kuthiwa kule oil enengi usiza khonokho singazi ukuthi kule zindlu okuthiwa abantu bapho ukuthengisa amahlayana nje. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngakhona kokwenzakala khona ngale ke eHarare lokho ezinye indawo esitungwiza lakho kukhona khona ngale baba. So sifuna ukuzwa ngabantu ukuthi bathini.
Of course, this is information that we are just receiving from the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. The organization is saying it has petitioned the High Court in a bid to stop the ongoing demolitions. And let me just quickly read the statement. It says, Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, or ZLHR, on Friday, 14th August, that is today, 2015, filed an urgent chamber application in the High Court seeking to bar the Harare City Council or HCC from demolishing some homes built on municipal land in Harare's Budiriro high-density suburb. The statement goes on to say, in the application, ZLHR is arguing that the conduct of HCC, which is Harare City Council, is in breach of Section 74 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, which protects citizens from having their homes demolished without following due process of the law. ZLHR is also arguing that in failing to give the residents an opportunity to make representations on the matter, HCC has acted unlawfully. The High Court is expected to make a determination on whether or not the matter merits an urgent hearing. This is from the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Of course, before coming on air, he did briefly reach the Minister of Local Government, Honorable Sevia Kasukwere. He said he could not comment since he was driving from Mashingo. But we did try to reach him to hear his side of the story. But he said there is no going back on the demolitions. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke izimbabo lawyers for human rights lakho yakhuluma lapha nje ukuthi ka blessing ukuthi sibehambisa ke udaba lolu emtrandaba ukuthi bakumise ukudilizwa kwezindlu kunjalo baba. Yeah, so ke inqaba ngakwenza konoko mazama ukuthi kulungiswe phela ukwenza abantu bangahlali phandle. Yeah, so silobani kathi sifunde.
Of course, sezvo kutaura na Gibbs apo sangano reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights raenda kumatare nhasi richiti kupukanya kwedzimba zvikuru kubudiriro kunofanira kumiswa nekuti hakusi kutedzera bumbiro remitemo. Tine our first guest is Mr. Sam Rogers, who is a victim of this latest demolition. Mkoma Sam, magadi. Aiwa tiripo. Mkoma Sam, mungatudza kuti imi makapwanyirwa imba kupi?
Kune kubudirira kuchitembo kunoko.
Musi wechingani?
Mari mukuru.
Makanga mapuwa here yatingati warning kana kuti mamanzi ibva here? Makapuwa nguva here kuti muburitse zvinhu zvenyu mumba?
Nguva yekubuta mumba yedu tasambopiwa. Asi vakauya chizvo tiri chive kanzuru but matombo acho haanasi kana akana zvidhindo zvinoreza kuti kanzuru ndeyerutase iri kutetera songoona pangowanda makanzuro mapurisa emabe ekanzuru angobata mabatatomborova muvanhu vakafenda
pavakauya muchiti vanga vasina matsamba akanyatsokwana vakakupai mazuva mangani ekuburisa zvinhu
havangoti 48 hours
mungazoti dzimba ngani dzakapwanywa panharaunda penyu
panharaunda pedu pane muarea tongoti dzinotosvika idu kuma 50 ikoko
kuma 50 Gibbs, maybe you can.
So what is he saying? 50 people have lost their houses where he stays?
Yes, yes. Of course, he's one of the victims in Budiriro high-density suburb. So you are saying, Sam, that you were given only 48 hours to vacate. Were you given any alternative accommodation or you were just told to leave?
I was just told to leave.
When the demolitions started, what time was it? Was it in the afternoon, at night? And were there any attempts to resist?
I think it was during the morning, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock in the morning. And last time, we understand that people actually refused to move when council attempted to demolish the houses sometime last year and also in 2013. This time there was no resistance.
There was no resistance because they just come with their friendly loaders and JCB and they started to demolish the houses.
So were they accompanied by the Zimbabwe Republic Police or just the municipal police?
It was the municipal police.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Yes, you were saying?
Okay, there were nearly 100 people who are trying to make people to run away.
Okay, Sam, please just stay on the line. Rambai muri parunare. Tingo tora mwe mterere no kurumiza todzoka kwa muri Gibbs.
Sike, isi tateke uChabalala ukwalangale eSouth Africa. Baba, Chabalala kunjani?
Niyaphila ninjani nonke kodwa.
Guys, phile mshengu kunjani kona phekoli?
Hayi amakhaza nje. Sokwisikhathi sithi singakhulumisana.
Yey kakhulu ke yey. Wawusiye ngapi kathi Nomza?
Hayi ngangikhona kusho ukuthi ayizinhlelo yabe mbona ukuthi nje hayi uzingahambisani negazi.
Yo le ingane ukuhlaba umxwele ungathini ke manje?
Ya mina sebe ngifuna ukuthi nje into yokuqala ukuthi nje umntwana akakhuli ngosuku lodwa. Ngoba nxa izindlu zithiwa zidilizwa abantu sebehlala phakathi sebegxila impande kodwa i-foundation iqala. Abantu beyibona umduli ufike emadolweni emahlombe kuze kufulelwe abantu baze bahlale sokuyilapho sokubonakala khona ukuthi hayi abantu bakhe endaweni engavumelekile. Kanti uhulumeni lo okhona wavotelwa ngabantu wayempini ezama ukulwisa zonke lezi zinto bethi uhulumeni wayekhona wayenobandlululo so sifuna ukulwisa konke lokho kuphele ethi nizoba uhulumeni omusha uhulumeni owenza intando yabantu manje ma izinto ezinjena zenzeka iyo inkululeko yini ngokuba phela abantu sebethwele kanzima ezweni labo bebuswa ngumuntu wakubo izolo lokwakuthiwa abelungu banje yebo savuma kodwa baye bagcina becawa ukuthi mhlambe kwakungcono izolo ngoba kwakungenzeka into ezinjalo into uma uyibonisa qala ngoba bathi kungcono ukuvikela kunokwelapha ngoba uma uthi into masenzakele isikhona sokuzele nabantwana kuleyo mizi sokuthi namhla iyadilizwa ngoba ikho emthethweni kanti phezu kwalokho izolo bengilaleyo ngizokuthiwa bakhona abanye abahulumeni noma abezana ababethi bona aningakha noma yikuphela phenithanda khona kuyikampeni lezo mbusazwe. Namhlanje sebebona ukuthi mhlambe sebebuyela ezikhundleni lezo ababe vele befuna ukuthi baye kuzo sebekuzo abasenandaba namuntu and engekho umuntu ozobamisa. Manje mina angazi ukuthi koze kube nini sisibonele sinjani kwamanye amazwe sakhele nawo ukuthi yakhana endaweni so kusasa sebejikelwa hayi asidilizeni bathi naba waye bengakophi into ezenzeka kwamanye amazwe ukuthi abantu baphathwa njani abantu bayalalelwa yini abantu bayazwelwa yini basizwe yini.
Boke manje kuthiweni lapha ke baba Chabala?
Uyazi ukuthi nje ngiyaxolisa ukuthi ngisho ukuthi uyabona masibuswa ngabantu abathiwa ngontando kayiphikiswa ayikho into ongayenza ungakhuluma uzoziwa uba uthi uyatshengisela uzoboshwa manje uzokwenzani ngaphandle kokuthi nje nawe uzoyeka benza intando yabo ngoba phela uyakwazi ukuthi kwenza isikhathi omunye umuntu uthi lokhu angufuni alalele kodwa uma ethi uthi lokhu angufuni athi hayi lokhu uzokwenza ngenkani noma ufuni uzosuka lapho uyathanda uthanda uzoya kuba ake uhulumeni omunye uzoya kuye ukuthi uhulumeni nama abantu bengenza kanje ngoba uye owenza lokho uzoya kuba uthi uyamhlawumbe kulama amaqembu amanye aphikisayo sokuthi hayi ke usujikele uhulumeni manje uzobalekela phi?
Hayi siyakuzwa Chabalala, sibongile kakhulu mnumzane.
Kulungile, ngiyabonga nami.
Yeah, so what Mr. Chabalala is saying, you know, where were the local authorities when all this was happening? You know, somebody buys a stand, somebody starts constructing a house, starting from the foundation, right? Up to the rooftop.
Yeah.
Where were they? So he's very worried and saying that, you know, this should have been prevented. Prevention is better than cure, according to him. So he says at one stage he had that ZANU-PF officials were giving these same people a quiet to construct houses on those illegal stands. So he says Zimbabweans are in a fix, you know.
I think luckily we have the deputy mayor for the capital, Harare, Councillor Thomas Muzua. Councillor Muzua, good evening. I think you heard what our caller just said there, that why did it take so long for council to start these demolitions? If it's indeed the structures were built on illegal pieces of land.
You know, if you allow lawlessness to happen in a certain country, people just think that is the normal way of getting land. So I think from around 2008, the people were just maybe invading those state lands, building houses. So, you know, people will just copy from those who have succeeded. If a person is said to have invaded the council land, built a house for 3 years, in the eyes of the people, people will think that the person has succeeded. So they will do likewise, so that they also get land the cheapest way. So it's us, council, because we allowed lawlessness in the country, because politics was interfering too much in the home seekers. But I think now we have realized together as political parties and as Zimbabweans, that if we allow this thing to happen for long, it's us who are destroying their own country. Well, just don't have to come from a rural area, build a house where you want to build a house and stay there. But however, as council, we are trying by all means to make sure those with the houses demolished are registered, so that we give somewhere to build their houses.
Thank you so much, Councillor Mzwa. Please do stay on the line. We know we just have a few minutes with you. Regeti zokere kuna Mkoma Rogers. Mkoma Rogers, mastenza ya itengeswa nani?
Pane mwambikazi ito. Itengeswa mastenza.
Angari webato ripi?
Azangu nzima cooperative. Zulotu aniwete wedi tshima tshibato zanipefu. Saka itatenga mastenza ya itato badrama. Riyotu kama 6,000.
Makabadra 6,000.
Deni mwenye wote kanga chizi ringo itafe. Oo karo deni mwenye skanda uso waka mapema ni ndao sisi. Sala pagazi ya wanwe kanzi ndo chwa ndo ndo ato pas. Ovo poya ma yuti wa ira uza wani kiti ayu wa ngwa ni zira anda kiwa na kiwa anda santiyo. Ovo wapo njise wa moda beto skwa ma sisi ma kini kegu. Pagazi ya magu tiwa yote se msanga ni pati wa kanzi wa nambu stele.
Saka murikutambira sei zviri kutaurwa navamuzuva kuti kanzuri da kuti munyoreswe pasi mozotsvagirwa kwakanaka kwekugara muri kunyorwa mazita here?
Pavanhu vasatatanga kunyorwa mazita zvokuti noti vanhu vakangosvika kufutwa chete munzwa kati chibva panzvimbo panapa asi tatata kuti pandine vamwe vanhu varitoripo within the houses pakati pevanhu vaitukaza ndo pakatanywa dzimba asi vamwe vanhu vaitoripo panzvimbo iyoyo saka tsimbo dzedu dziri kufamba sei.
Saka vakapunzirwa dzimba dzacho varogara kupi pari zvino?
Pane vanogara panzvimbo iyoyo vakaputirwa vane vangogarawo panze saka zvinhu zvacho zvitoo ndenje zvokuti vanhu varikuva kusika vachovabira tichibirwa zvinhu zvichiita sei. Vamwe acho tangotsvagawo kungonodyawo mune vamwana kuti tingoona pongosiya zvinhu zvedu panze.
Aiwa, tinokutendai mukoma Sam Rogers nekupinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, Sam Rogers is one of the victims in the high-density suburb of Budiriro. You heard what he said, that they were these so-called land barons. They were made to pay $6,000.
Very sad. All the money gone.
Unfortunately, yeah, the houses were later demolished. Tine mwe mutereri, mukoma Mike, vari kumbotswana. Makadii mukoma Mike?
Tiripo makadii mukoma Blessing.
Tiripo. Muri kuona sei nyaya iri mudariro?
Mukoma Blessing, nyaya iyi yandirwadza chaizvo. Ndiri umwe wevamwe vanhu akaputsirwa mazuva emuramba tsvina aya. Saka nyaya iyi zvairi kuita ndezvekuti vanhu dai vanhu vachiziva zviri kuitika muhurumende yedu yatinayo muzimbabwe. Vangadai vasingabvume zvese zvemacooperative izvi nekuti nyaya iyi inyaya yepolitics inoitika mazuve kuvhota munhu opuwa nzvimbo muti garei garei kana munguva yafamba vanokubvisai munonzwa futi kunzi kwabuda futi dzimwe nzvimbo futi moenda futi ikoko vanhu vamwe chete vari kungotenderai ndakaputsirwa munotoni imba yanga iri 8 rooms yandandakavaka zvese ndakapedza ndiri kunoku ndikati anhu ada kudzokera kumusha ndakapwanyirwa ndikashaya pekugara saka indiri kuti kuvanhu vezimbabwe ngavamuke mari dzavanhu vakatengesa havana mhosva vane vakavatuma uye kanzuro yakanga iripi imba kusvika kuwakwa kwakupera imba haisi tsime rekunzi harinzi harionekeka parinenge riri saka nyaya iri papa ndeye politics chete vanhu vasanetse nhavo nezvinhu zvakawanda ngavasiye nzvimbo idzodzo ane kumusha ngaaende kumusha inde akutogara munhu achadzokera kumusha chadzokera kumusha kana hameno zvaitikiko zvimwe zvichaitika pari zvinhu izvi ndichiri nemaronda ende ndikurwadziwa nehama dzakagara panze ikoko kubudirira ikoko ndine mumwe wangu futi akapunzirwa futi kubva kwatakabva kunotona apunzirwa futi aitonditaura neni achitoti tapudzirwa futi ndikati ndakazviti iregerai saka pari zvinhu izvi vanhu vezimbabwe ngavamuke vasashandiswe nenyaya yekunzi huyaiti kupei pekugara kana uine kumusha enda kumusha umbonogara kumusha umbozororo ufunge zvekuita kana uchitenga nzvimbo ka ichatozotengeka makore ari kuteera kwete zvinezvi nekuti izvi hazvina kutanga nhasi saka indiri kungoti badzi nyaya iripo ndeyekuti nzvimbo idzi kanzuri inodziziva kuti hadziwakwe asi dzinomanikidzwa nenyaya yemayuthi nenyaya yepolitics yehurumende iri kutonga kunzvimbo pai wanhu vati vhotere wovhota zveshuwa ndo zvatakaitoneso takatombonovhota futi tapedza kuvhota vatazotorerwa nzvimbo vataputsirwa nanhasi zvakangodaro saka indiri kuti vanhu vabude munzvimbo dzavaridzo nguva yakwana yekuti vabude vachazodzoserwa futi vachiswapa nedzimwe kana vachiri kuda zvehurumende iri kutongai ndo mazwa angu chete andiri kutiwo vanhu ngavachibvawo munzvimbo idzi tagara tanetswa muzimbabwe taneta chataakuda ndechekuti badza aiwa mwari ngaachitonge vane nzvimbo dzavakutenga vachiti macooperative ngavasiyane nazvo nekuti hakuna kanzuro muzimbabwe hakuna hurumende hakuna kana chimwe chinhu chinoitika ari kutonga ndiye ari kubhenefita chete ndo mazwa angu
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Mike
ndatenda.
Of course Mike is telling us a very sad story. He's saying he built his house in Norton. But it was demolished. It was an 8-roomed house in Norton. It was demolished when there was that operation Murambatsvina in 2005. So he was saying after building that house he was hoping that you go back to Zimbabwe and settle from Botswana. But sadly, now he's saying he is not going to go back to Zimbabwe. He would rather stay in Botswana and is advising Zimbabweans not to buy these so-called stands being sold by these land barons. He's saying it's better to go and build in your rural home because trying to buy these pieces of land is really a cocktail for disaster.
Oh, yeah. So now I think we've got Mr. Mavela Skumalo, who is a spokesman for the Harare Metropolitan Residents Forum. Mr. Kumalo, good evening and welcome to the program. Can you hear me, Mr. Kumalo? We seem to have a bad line there with Mr. Kumalo. Can you hear me?
Maybe let's bring Councillor Mzua since... he had a prior engagement and he wants to leave early. Councillor Muzua, you said you, as council, you are trying to allocate the victims of this operation some pieces of land. But council for years has been saying it is broke. How are you going to service those tents?
Yeah, you know what we are doing? You know, we are urging these people to form some housing cooperatives where they pay maybe a minimum of $50 per month. The council will manage the funds, give them pieces of land which are designated for housing to service using those monies. You know, if you pay $50 a month, maybe after 20 months, in your account, you will be having $1,000. $1,000 is enough to service a 200 square meter stand. So if they put their monies together, maybe let's say there are 100 in a cooperative, and each person has been paying $50 times 20 months. Each person is now having 1,000 in his account. 1,000 times the 100 cooperators, which means we have 100,000, which is enough to put water facilities, sewer, and roads, so that we can give people maybe cheaper accommodations.
That sounds like a good plan. But do you have the buy-in from the government?
You know, we are working together with the government. There is no way a local authority and government can fight, or a local authority can work via another direction, government pulling into the other direction. We have to make sure we work together with government to correct the mess we created as Zimbabweans together.
Thank you so much, Councillor. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs?
Yeah, I think Mr. Kumalo is now back on the line. Mr. Kumalo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kumalo. Now we had the Deputy Mayor there talking about cooperatives. You know, if we have to be honest here, cooperatives have never been a very good model for development. And so why do people insist on having these cooperatives in Harare? You know, they don't work, right? Especially for housing.
Yeah, the problem is that the government on its own is failing to capacitate the local authorities so that they become able to service these stands. So they designed a plan to say there will be two ways of buying stands. The first way is the direct way of buying from a local authority. Then the second one, which is called the parallel development, is buying from a cooperative. Then members contribute through that cooperative for the servicing of those stands. That is the only reason why residents are tempted to consider as viable the parallel way of buying stands. And the other issue being that the direct route to councils, you find that, for instance, in Chitunguza, the waiting list is in shambles, the housing waiting list. There are some people who have been on the waiting list since the early 80s, and most of them have already died. So it's not what is actually designed on the waiting list that is followed. A person who is not on a waiting list can come today because of corruption and actually access a stand through the council. So stands are difficult to get by through the direct process of taking the route to the council. So desperate home seekers end up being pushed to consider the parallel way of acquiring stands.
Thank you, Mr. Kumalo, and stay on the line. Yeah, Ulova and Ford.
Regaiti Mvunze, Mvunze wokupedzisira kuna vamuzuva, sezvo vanga vaine zvimwe zvavari kuita kuti tibva tavasiya zvedu. Asi vamuzuva, kanzuru ichi ine nzvimbo here dzekuti ingakwanise kuvakira vanhu?
Nzvimbo dzekuti tikwanise kuvakira vanhu dzakakurisa. Harare haisati yatombopera kudevelopwa, haisati yapera land. But ngatiwirirei tese kuti ikonomi yedu haina kumira zvakanaka zvekuona development ichiitika. Ukangokrosa border uchipinda muZambia, unogamuchirwa nemaclan kuratidza kuti pane mabuilding nezvivakwa zvinenge zvichivakwa munyika imomo. Asi ukapinda muHarare nhasi, unogona kubuda usina kusangana kana neclan iri kuratidza chivakwa chitsva chiri kuitwa munzvimbo yeHarare.
Aiwa,
hazvirevi kuti kutadza kuvakwa kuri kutadza kuvakwa dzimba chete, asi kuti nyika yose yakamira. Asi population
vamuzuva, chimbobatai makadaro, tozodzoka tichipedzisa. Mr. Kumalo, stay on the line. Baba Chenidza, rambai muri parunare. Of course, for our radio listeners, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.